Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. We're coming to you live from the Intel Developer Forum in San Francisco. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I am so happy to be joined by Jonathan Stern, Storage Software Applications Engineer at Intel, and Scott Long, Senior Software Engineer at Netflix. Welcome, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Allison.
So, Scott, why don't you introduce yourself first?
My name is Scott Long. I've been with Netflix for a little over 4 years now, working in the Open Connect Appliance Department, where we do all the video streaming hardware and infrastructure for Netflix.
And Jonathan?
I am an applications engineer at Intel, and that means I get to work with lots of customers, from engineers to CTOs, in figuring out how best to integrate some of the ingredients that we as Intel make.
So Jonathan, I didn't pick the two of you guys randomly off the floor to have a conversation with me today. Why don't you tell me why the both of you are here together?
Sure. So we have a very exciting presentation here at IDF, and we're going to be talking a lot about the collaboration with Intel that Netflix did in terms of putting together some of these ingredients in a real-world use case that really had, I would say, big results for you. Scott, maybe you can expand on that.
Yeah, and collaboration is such a big key thing there. With Netflix, we built out this worldwide network of video delivery servers, and part of that is also being very cost-conscious and trying to optimize what we have deployed to adapt to new technologies and new needs. And we had this challenge of not only building out the infrastructure, but also adding encryption on top of it. And we ultimately came to Intel looking for help with that, and we were able to collaborate with some of their teams and bridge between storage and networking technologies and come up with this really great solution that's allowed us to scale more than we even imagined originally.
So Scott, when I heard about this episode, I got really excited. I'm a big Netflix watcher. Love your programming. Let's take a step back and just describe what that video delivery network is and why it's so important to your business.
Yeah, so most of what we do at Netflix in terms of our infrastructure and our recommendations and logistics is all done in the Amazon cloud. But once you hit play on the movie you want to watch, it shifts over to our content delivery network, and that's where our servers come into play. They're basically just big video web servers, big disks in them, that are connected to big network pipes in the ISPs, in the big worldwide internet exchange points.
Why is it important that once somebody presses play, that it switches over to this video delivery network?
What we started out doing originally was using third-party content delivery networks to carry that traffic for us. It made it really easy for us to focus on the basics of getting delivery endpoints right and outsource the middle part. As we grew, we outgrew those third-party content delivery networks. And now when we're talking about 83 million customers, worldwide presence, and over 35 terabits a second of worldwide traffic, being one-third of North America's internet traffic, we had to make our own network. And not only do we have to make it, but we had to be able to scale it for the next several decades and do it cost-effectively.
And so, Scott, not only is this network what allowed you guys as Netflix to scale, right, but you had the ability to then scale globally, not just in North America. Is that right?
Right, and that's a very good point, because scaling in North America is different than scaling in Europe or scaling in Africa or in Asia. So we had to have the flexibility to build servers that could meet all those different needs but still be operationally manageable. We couldn't put out machines that were too diverse and hard to manage. We couldn't put out just too many machines all at once. So we had to really focus on efficiency.
So one of the key points that I think is a great one to make is that because this network has been rolled out over time, it's grown organically, it is heterogeneous. It's got different generations of processor, different types of hardware. And because of that, it might pose special challenges if you had to, say, add encryption to all of these network pipes. How can you do that on this very heterogeneous network?
Our first goal was to scale out globally, and we were very successful at that. But then this need came up that we needed to protect our customers' privacy, not only while they were using their credit card on our service, but also while they were actually watching their movies. So we started looking into how are we going to encrypt every session to every customer for every movie that they watch. And computationally, that's really expensive to do. Real-time encryption is hard to do. So we came up with some ideas. We could buy a whole new generation of infrastructure worldwide. We could add in, you know, really complicated co-processors, that kind of stuff. But we still had this existing worldwide infrastructure that still had to be useful. That's where we started looking at or the software solutions that we can apply to this? Are there libraries out there that we can use to help accelerate the encryption without having to reinvest in entirely new hardware worldwide?
Talk to me a little bit about the Intel collaboration. And Jonathan, why don't you explain why is Intel in this space and why is this something important in terms of our data center investment?
The thing that Scott and team used is something called the Intelligent Storage Acceleration Libraries. Now that's a big mouthful. We call it ISAL. But right in the name, it says storage acceleration. Scott isn't really in the storage business. He's outside of that. These are low-level libraries that Intel makes specifically to accelerate and enhance the performance of some of these very fundamental low-level algorithms that companies, storage, and obviously well beyond storage, use, right? They're very important. And because they're low-level optimized by guys in lab coats in the Intel factory, they are extremely, extremely efficient at the leading edge across the board of whatever algorithm they're implementing.
Mm-hmm.
This opens up new use cases. That level of efficiency allows people to use them in ways and in places they couldn't before. Now, you combine that with the ability to sort of have these, what we call multi-binary properties. That is, they run across all of the Intel processors, and they select the best possible implementation to run on that processor, which means in Scott's case, he's got this large heterogeneous network, all of these diverse processors. He runs one software package and it gives him the best performance on each of those different servers. That makes his network actually run as well as it can under this workload.
And going back to kind of the genesis of this ISAL collaboration, it was actually a rather funny story. Our engineering team was in the Intel offices in Arizona almost a year ago, looking at different technologies and getting a good overview of what Intel had to offer. And towards the end of the day, someone said, hey, we've got this team here that does ISAL, but they're really storage focused and their libraries are really low level storage based. You may not be all that interested in them. And we know that you guys have planes to catch to get back home. So, you know, if you just want to skip that meeting, we understand it's okay. And, you know, we said, no, we're here. Let's talk to them. And the ISAL team came in the room and started telling us about all the capabilities and the potential of these libraries. And our first question was, well, why does this have to be storage specific? Why can't it also apply to network encryption, network acceleration? And they said, well, why not? I think it can.
Now, tell me a little bit, I know that you've implemented this, what are the kind of performance characteristics that you're seeing now that you've implemented this solution?
So the rule of thumb in the industry, based on talking to other players in video delivery, have been that when you introduce SSL encryption, HTTPS encryption, you typically take a 50% hit in your CPU capacity. You know, basically, you have to double the amount of servers that you have in order to make up for that. Because of our software architecture had been optimized in different ways in the traditional video platform, we were looking at a 3x hit in computational overhead. Once we started using the ISAL libraries and doing, you know, some other optimizations, we're down to only in the 20 to 30% range. And even less actually in some of our more recent experiments. So some of that is with the new generation Broadwell class hardware, but even looking back at previous generation stuff like John alluded to with existing infrastructure, even those older platforms are realizing a significant benefit from these libraries.
Amazing improvement in performance and throughput, I would assume. Increase of experience for your customers with added security.
Exactly.
What am I missing?
Well, I think one of the big stories around this is that everything is open source. This mm-hmm. isn't just locked down proprietary stuff. Scott and his team do the development on FreeBSD, right? Mm-hmm. That's as open as it gets. And to sort of complement that, these Intel libraries are also licensed under the BSD license. Mm-hmm. So anyone can get their hands on these. Anyone can use them. And there are many, many use cases that we obviously haven't thought of yet that people will be using these software packages and libraries in.
So this makes a lot of sense. What's next for the collaboration between the companies and what's next in terms of Netflix delivery of content to your customers?
So we've got a great partnership with Intel in a lot of areas in storage and networking. We're also looking at hardware encryption acceleration too for the platforms coming down in the future that have that embedded into the CPUs. So there's a lot of potential as we continue to grow worldwide and look towards more 4K TV and even higher definition content than that. Worldwide, I'm not in a position to talk about business strategy there. Then what we do here helps both increase our user experience and have more happy return customers, but it also helps keep our overall costs low. And those things together help us create better content and better new original shows and more content along those lines.
Well, Jonathan, Scott, thank you so much for coming today. Keep all the great content coming out, Scott. It's wonderful. And I'm so glad to hear about this successful collaboration. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Allison, it was a privilege. Thank you so much.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.